All right, praise God. Watchmen Radio, representing East Coast. We are live tonight. It is, it's already October. Wow. October 3rd, you know. And a lot going on. You know, blood moons came and went. Now, I've been, you know, saying that the prophetic moons didn't necessarily have to be some big traumatic event, okay, like a lot of other people have been saying. I actually have been saying it, ramp up in persecution. That's what I've always been saying since started last year. And last year, boom, what happened, Middle East, massive amount of persecution, beheadings, persecution in this country, right after this cycle of this last tetra. You know, we got the shooter going around lining up Christians. If the, you know, are you a believer? Oh, good, you're going to meet your God. Boom, right in the head. So there you go. That's right after the cycle. Okay, this is what's going on. Ramp up in persecution. Now, I'm not just talking about what's going on with the homosexual marriage, Christians being jailed. Which, again, is a form of persecution. Obama has been using the IRS and all other things. Terrify Franklin Graham, so on and so forth. So we've been seeing all different... Where is everybody? Where is Eblith? I'm all alone here. I got to get new headphones and stuff. What am I talking about? Hold on. Get red beard on the line. So, saying this to say this,
number you have reached, 918778.
This is just not good. I'm telling you right now. Okay, now. Never been the same with this guy for me, really. Never work properly. I hope this is it now. Anyway, this last
number you have
reached. Oh my God!
918.
Redbeard don't exist. He's gone. I was going to say I didn't call him, right? And I have been calling. Now I'm getting behind schedule, you know. So, with that being said, this cycle of persecution, okay, was marked immediately with the most massive form of persecution, Christians just, you know, being shot for their faith.
After the talk.
So, if that's not bad, what could be? So that's going on. So look for that and definitely pray for protection in this time, because this is it, folks. We are seeing end time events just rolling out. And the second you think they're not, boom, they're happening. And then the drums of war are beaten over in Syria right after the Blood Moon cycle. So we're seeing a ramp up of something prophetically. Is it what a lot of other people said would be? No, they're moderate manifestations. So look for the persecution, of course, escalation. And with that being said, I would just say to you that the building project is on hold again. So evidently the building that we did find, it's a great building, beautiful, a lot of room, 260 seats. It's just that it's far from the metro, okay? It's like you'd have to take a bus from the subway or the rail there. So with that, and that I could have dealt with, but then upon investigating situation, we discovered that the there's no parking really. It's kind of in a residential part of Glendale. So I don't know. I'm praying for God, you know, to give me the clear go on that one. If it is a clear go, you can expect a ramp up real quick. Talk to Tommy about the artwork. So it's just going to be boom, boom, boom right away. And you're just going to see it advertised, Love Express. And we're going to be going full force. Got a new team of people. A lot of people experienced in deliverance that I knew years ago. Met up with them again from Holzhauser's church years ago. So that's going on. Faith Radio Project is going strong. Now, I got a bunch going out Tuesday. So if you didn't get your Faith Radio, there's a stack all lined up over here right now. I charge them all. I get everything ready. And these are all going out this week. So I guarantee you, your Faith Radio is going to be in your mailbox this week. You're going to get it. Okay? Prayer cloths, you're going to have to definitely, if you didn't get your prayer cloths, we're not using that postal system over here where the witch is. So let us know if you didn't get them, and we'll get them out to you. Okay? We already had some testimonies with the prayer cloths. So if you want us to pray, and we bring them to church, and we fast and pray, and God's moving in that arena. Amen? So with the Faith Radio and the prayer cloth, you know, these are all opening up. Like we spoke a couple weeks ago, you know, heavenly doors, demonic doors. You know, there's things that open godly doors. Amen? And we see that in the book of Genesis right away. We see Jacob's ladder. We see that heavenly door open, and there's angels ascending and descending. So there is heavenly doors, and we see it in Revelation. John's come up hither. The different doors in the spirit realm. So different levels of God's outpouring. I know the level message has been kind of perverted today. There's a lot of people talking about these portals, but there is some truth to it if you take it to a balanced view and understanding that what we're talking about is praise and worship. Faith Radio does that. Faith Radio's got the Word of God, Bible on there, which I think is great. Just keep that playing. Then you have the all the deliverance material. Now, somebody just told me the other day that they didn't have Holzhauser on there, and you're right, I looked. Somehow that got deleted, so I got to put that back on the next batch of Faith Radio. So I have to add more stuff back on there, but it's loaded. I mean, you have all the... Then on the chip itself in PDF format, I have all literature in there. So if you want to get... Listen, it's loaded. So you have that, and you have all the teachings of faith, which is very important. My goal in the Faith Radio Project has always been to disciple. I think it's a great way of discipleship because faith cometh manifest by hearing. That's the Word says. So the more you hear the promises of God, and the more you hear the Word of God, your faith manifests stronger. And continually listening to that and the praise and worship music and the Word and all the teachings on there, forget it. I mean, it just doesn't get any better. You know, I've been tailoring those audios for 18 years or whatever. It's a long time. So that is, believe me, get a hold of the Faith Radio. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Because, listen, in everybody's life, we all go through something. And we have to be ready. Always be ready for warfare. The devil is ramping up. Now, I'm going to get into that in a minute. Because the devil knows his time is short. Okay? And I've touched on this many times, that when you know your time's short, you tend to move faster. Like if I was going to lock in a room with a whole bunch of money, like $20 bills, and I just said, okay, you have like 34 seconds to collect all that, and then the timer's down to like 5, you're going to be going faster and faster. It's just nature. So what's happening is the enemy is pulling in his stops like never before, looking for legal right and legal ground like never before, because he knows his time is short. So what is his strategy? What are his weapons? Very important to understand that he uses sin, transgression, generational curses, and his servants, witches, warlocks, satans, and covens. This is his whole operation with his demons, hierarchy demons, and principalities. This is his kingdom. And he's looking to build it because it's going to be destroyed. And he wants everybody to be destroyed. So here these demons are. They're in a lot of trouble. Everybody's in a lot of trouble. And this whole thing's going down very soon. But in the same token, he wants to bring others with him. Like a Kamasaki type thing going on, but suicide bomber type mentality. So, with that being said, the generational curses are very important to understand, because generational curses are two forms. There's intentional, and then there's unintentional, meaning there's intentional, those that dabble in witchcraft that are sending these curses. Those are intentional. And then you have curses that you bring on yourself intentionally through sin, adultery, fornication, whatever. You have to, 1 John 1:9, anything, okay, get before the Lord. And these are all doors for the enemy to ramp up. Now, sometimes he doesn't pull in the stops right away. He waits. So that's why you see a lot of diseases later in life. I remember a demon was manifesting. It said it was programmed. And I said, program what? It said that it had a season and time where it was going to do certain things. They have a program. So I said, I break your program in Jesus' name. I scrambled its data. So this situation where generational sicknesses and diseases, you see, manifest in people's lives later on. You see arthritis pop up. You see all these things. And you're like, well, is that just old age? Not necessarily. That is happens to be generational curses moving, trying to move forward in a program. And they come through the bloodline. They come through a recompense of sin in the bloodline. And a lot of people say, well, there's no such thing as generational curses. Forget about it. If you don't understand the realm of hereditary diseases, doctors do. And the sin of death, obviously, is on our bodies. Now, that was dealt with at the cross. If we understand redemption, and if we work out our salvation, there is a work process to do as far as working out our salvation in fear and trembling, meaning stay out of sin, stay focused, without spot, blemish, and wrinkle. Amen? So, those are the works of salvation. Entering into the kingdom, prayer, fasting, studying the word. All these things are working out our salvation of fear and trembling. Now, the key to these demonic curses the enemy will look to activate in your life, some are intentional, meaning something may have happened in your childhood, for instance, and what that did was open up door trauma, and door trauma let in spirits, arrested development, rejection, all these other things came in. And these became like a curse, and not necessarily anybody's fault. They were inflicted unknowingly upon you, or unwillingly, obviously. And those are a different form of curse. So they're all different. And then there's generational curses, which you don't know. Bloodline curses. Now, the curse of illegitimacy, a lot of people don't know that is activated on the day of conception. If the marriage covenant wasn't in process, and then there was fornication, and then there was conception, and then there was a shotgun wedding, you have to check the dates to see if you had the 9-month ratio, because a lot of people got the shotgun wedding, and the conception happened before the marriage, and that curse of illegitimacy is working. That's like a 10-generation curse. And it can skip generations. You might have a generation of a godly generation. It could be a preacher. And then, boom, it doesn't manifest itself. And so on and so forth. These generations can skip, and they're able to carry on longer. And they can compound, meaning that if you had the one curse of illegitimacy and then they overlapped and they're coming down the bloodline, it's a recompense. And you, a lot of people say, well, I feel like I'm always kicking out of a paper bag when these things are going wrong, not to be able to get a job. All these whirlwinds in my life constantly. That curse has to be dealt with. And curses, the Lord was speaking to me earlier. He said, curses are like demons. Demons sometimes go at one command, very rarely. Very rarely. You know, if I'm in a lot of prayer and fasting, I've seen that happen. Demons go fast. I can remember one account. I was like on a 14-day fast, and this woman manifested. I just stood in front of her and started, and then boom, that demon left immediately, screaming. But that was the more consecrated we are with the Lord, the more He is able to shine through us, and the more He is able to shine through us, the more power of His glory will manifest through you in those type of exploits. Now, God is sovereign. He can do that in any way, at any time, in shape, or form as He wants to. But a lot of times, these demons and the curse don't always break right away. They don't always break right away. So come against them continually, like this. Now, if you know, let's say you discovered there might be a curse of illegitimacy, a curse of a bastard. Now, any form of touching the occult, okay, is also a curse. I remember I was praying for someone recently, got a word of knowledge, and this guy was just always coming in for prayer, and this is just a couple months ago, and he was constantly going through these cycles of trauma in his life, so on and so forth. And I got a word of knowledge. I just heard Ouija board like that. So I asked him, I said, did you ever play with a Ouija board? And he said, yeah, when I was younger, but that didn't mean anything. I said, well, it did mean it. It did mean something. Okay, because listen, just because you messed around with something doesn't mean there wasn't a form of a curse because you thought it was innocent. Because the devil will pull those strings in. He has a right to any form of touching the occult. Now, any form of touching, 1 John 1 and 9 that. You saw a psychic, 1 John 1 and 9 that. Confess your sins, one another. Confess your sin to the Lord openly. That's why the mass deliverance is so successful here in New York City. You see all the demons start manifesting during the renunciation. Like people at the meetings always come up to me like, you know, like I'm doing something. Okay, all I'm doing is following the word of God. Nothing special here. I tell the folks, it's you. Because there's power in the confession of your tongue, says the word. There's life and death in the power of the tongue, says the word. Now, the life is the blood of Jesus. You proclaim the blood of Jesus. The life of Christ is in His blood. Just like the voice of Abel was in his blood, crying out. The voice of Messiah, Jesus Christ, is in his blood. Now, when you proclaim that blood on a curse and you renounce it, that curse breaks, sometimes not right away, like I said. So keep coming against these things. They're stubborn. Just like a demon is. Listen. Demons are stubborn. Had a demon the other night. It kept shaking its head. Didn't want to come out. No, I'm not coming out. Nope. Stuff like that. You know, pretty certain of itself. But after about 15, 20 minutes, it came out. So, with that being said, know that curses are the same way. Because that's the nest the spirits dwell in. They have a nest. So, when you come against that, touching the occult, any tarot cards, Sora psychic, horoscopes, you know, even those innocent-looking dream catchers are occultic. Any form of occultic object or touching in the Ouija board, neither 1 John 1, 9, renounce it. And then you come against it like this. This curse that I may or may not have led into my life by touching this object or playing with these tarot cards or touching this Ouija board is a curse. And the curses of the law are on them. But Jesus Christ has become a curse for me, according to Galatians 3:13, and I proclaim this curse broken by the word of God. Leave me now, and associated spirits with that curse, go now. I confess it as sin, and I proclaim the blood of Jesus over it. Amen. You're making a declaration, and you're calling God for a reckoning to your soul, meaning this is all recorded. Like, you know, I think the Apostle Paul, I said, I call God for a record of my soul. You know, this is what we're doing. We're taking away legal holds. And in the mass deliverance process, you'll see spirits start coming out during the renunciation prayers. Boom, start coming out. Because those cages and nests are being broken. So why am I touching on this tonight? It's because the enemy is ramping up, pulling out stops like never before, knowing his time is short, and he's even looking in the bloodlines for things of nature and sicknesses and diseases. All these things are rooted in some form of iniquity. Okay, I was praying for somebody, spirit manifested, and there was bestiality in that bloodline. You know, this person had nothing to do with it, but these spirits were traveling in the bloodline. It's crazy. And you might say, well, that's not true. How can that be? Well, you're all related to Adam. I'm related to Adam. He's a great, 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 great grandfather, isn't he? So if that's the case, what he did is affecting your body. Do you agree? Now, in another realm, we have life eternally. But this realm is decaying because of that. But you can have freedom in this realm from these other recompenses that are trying to ramp up against you. Now, I'll touch on a verse. I got to get Redbeard on again. Very important to get a hold of the Mass Deliverance Manual, okay? Which is on the Faith Radio, by the way. If you do have a Faith Radio, if you could, you know, just take that chip out. We're going to have David Langford on. Yeah. Redbeard.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling you. I was calling you. It was just ringing.
I wonder why.
What?
I wonder why. It never rang.
Yeah, well, you're breaking up now.
Okay. I should be good now. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I'm going to read this. This guy's out in a tent right now. This verse I want to touch on here is in Isaiah 14:21. Okay, this is about generational curses and how they reach out from the generations. I'm going to read it. King James says, Isaiah 14:21, prepare for his sons a place of slaughter because of the iniquity of their fathers. They must not arise and take possession of the earth and fill the face of the world with cities. King James, sorry. I don't know what the hell that was. Prepares slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers. Now understand, it says for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land nor fill the face of the world with cities. Meaning, they were going to have a recompense because of what? Generational. Generational issues have to be dealt with. Very important. And that's why you see these generational sicknesses so prominent. You got this one had arthritis. This one had panic attacks in the bloodline, and it's traveling up. My daughter has them, and the grandfather, and this one had them. And this one had the bad knee and bad leg, and this one had a bad kidney and bad liver. And it's all traveling. This is all rooted in generational. Now, you can start to come against these and fight against these aggressions with knowing the 1 John 1:9 and just carpet bomb whatever you can. Very important. Very important, folks. And God will, listen, give you a dream and give you a key on unlocking. A lot of times people have a dream and don't even realize that that is an unlocking of what's going on in your life. A lot of curses of poverty, things of that nature. Redbeard, you there? Redbeard?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're fading out, man. I don't know what's going on with you.
No, I don't know what happened there. The phone went beep, 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 and then it's like you hung up on me or something.
No, no, I'm not hanging up on you, man.
Okay.
So that with that being said, praise God. So Faith Radio amen. Project, what?
I said amen.
All right, try to get in an area where you don't have so much ambient background noise.
Okay, is this better?
Why, in that 1 second, did you travel away from ambient background noise?
Well, I'm actually walking.
Oh.
Trying to get to a quieter place.
All right, well, I'm going to get David Langford on because we got to touch on a lot of things. So with that being said, the generational curse issue, I'm just getting into the listen, I'm just scratching the surface of that right now. Okay, I just went over a couple things with you. Next week, we're going to go a little deeper into this because this is a key, folks, of you getting free, your children getting free, family members getting free. The knowledge, it says, my people destroy lack of knowledge, not understanding these demonic strongholds and rites that travel our bloodlines, specifically generational sicknesses. Now, hold on 1 second because I'm going to get David Langford on. And praise God. Amen?
Amen.
What's up, Red Bear? You sound all flabbergasted. I've never heard you like this.
No, I'm good. I just had to go about a half a mile to get to where I got some good service.
Well, you knew you were going to be on, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You only had, what, 7 hours notice? Anyway, Redbeard, there's a lot going on.
There really is.
Do we got Pastor David on? Oh, my God. I don't know who I called. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah, Pastor David?
Yes, sir.
I got some crackling noises. I don't know if that's you or Redbeard.
It's not me.
It's a possibility it could be on my end because we're getting deluged with rain down here.
Oh. That's right. You got that storm over there.
Yeah, we're getting about 4 to 8 inches, they said.
Yeah, let's be praying that stays by you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
We don't need that coming around here right now. A lot going on, Pastor David. You know, listen, this blood moon tetrad cycle, I was saying for the past year or so, 2 years, that the cycle of Christian persecution would be ramping up, and that seems to be what's happening. We had this shooter... manifest, which I believe had Muslim connections, if you ask me, and I think they're burying that. But this was a sign of Christian persecution that he was lining up people on a wall, and he almost ISIS style with a gun, saying, "Are you a Christian? Okay, good." Boom in the head, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next, and the next. Now, I would say that's Christian persecution, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's the personification of a hate crime.
Yeah.
But our Muslim president, he won't say that, will he?
No, he's going right for gun control. I mean, he went for gun control when the shooter was still in the building.
It's unbelievable, the asininity of what's taking place in this nation. You know, it grieves my heart that the people are so dumbed down, but, you know, that's what you get when you... get in that situation. Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Yeah.
And I've said it for all of these years since he's been in office. Look at the mourning and the mass casualties that have taken place under his leadership. And it's because of sin. This is the results of lawlessness.
Yeah.
He's been the most lawless president this nation has ever had. And continues to remain a lawless man, and nobody challenges the lawlessness. They let it go on.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is the results, you know. And the thing is, you know, we elect from our constituency, so it shows you how immoral and depleted the nation has become as far as leadership, because this is what we're getting for leadership. And, you know, these politicians that are running... Yes. They're not going to help us.
No.
We need God's touch.
No, it's demonic what's going on. And I will say this. With what's going on, Pastor David, I mean, this predator, walked right in. I personally believe that everybody should have a gun, in my opinion. So, I mean, it's only common sense. I mean, it's a blessing of God for you to be able to protect you and your family.
The truth is, I've been to courthouses to do different type of work with deeds and wills. Every bailiff, every deputy there has a gun.
Yeah.
And you don't see that stuff happening there because they're armed, and that's not a soft target. That's a hard target, and thus they dare not go there because those men are prepared to use their weapons.
Yeah.
And so just like the governor, the lady out there, you know, we're going to keep it a gun-free zone still.
Right.
And but these people are delusional. These people, Satan has totally diluted their minds and their thinking, and there's nothing wrong with the gun. It's not the gun, it's the person.
Well, the gun-free zone is actually demonic because it just gives the devil an open playground because there's nothing going to stop him there.
That's why they do what they do.
Right.
And you know, it's just a sign of the times. And because this nation continues to reject God and we keep shedding innocent blood in these abortion clinics,
yeah,
you're going to witness more shedding of innocent blood because that's the result of sin. And the devil's going to raise up
it's a recompense.
These monsters.
I was thinking that earlier.
They're demon-possessed. They're minions of hell itself. And Satan is raising them up to terrorize the world.
To recompense.
Yeah. And so this is, you know, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. So this nation is being debased because it's lost its righteousness.
My God.
You know, but I still believe in prayer. I still believe in fasting. I believe there is power with God if the people, but you have a pseudo-Christianity today, and they don't believe in absolutes with God.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has a right to their own belief system. So the Muslim in the White House, he says, I'm a Christian. Well, it's not the Christian of the Bible that I serve. And so I would say you're absolutely not telling the truth because the Bible is absolute that you will know them by their fruit. And I get tired of, you know, liberal Christians like liberal Democrats. Well, you're not the judge. God is a God of love. Well, who preached on hell more than anybody? Jesus. So you want me to start preaching hell every service? Because go back to Luke 16. He's the one that preached it. I didn't.
Yeah.
He's the one that said, you hypocrites, you generation of vipers. See, but they want that Matthew 5 Jesus and the Beatitudes. But that's just part of it. We got to take the whole counsel of Christ.
My
and
God.
He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah in Revelation. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. And to paraphrase that, he's going to kick butt when he comes back on that great
white
stallion.
That's right. That's right.
And so that's not a pacifist. That's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's a man that has authority in heaven and in earth. But they want to keep him, that little child, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, nailed to a cross.
But no, he's not coming back as a lamb.
No. The Pope said his life was a failure. I mean, that shows you the apostasy of the Catholic Church. He was a failure, though he was raised from the dead, though he triumphed devil and hell and the grave, and made
an
openly show.
His work at the cross was a failure as well.
Huh?
What, Redbeard?
He said that his work at the cross was a failure. Christ at the cross was a failure.
Pastor David just said that.
Yeah, Colossians 2:15 says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
That's right.
Now, that's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. Then the Pope comes along and says he was a failure in his personal life and a failure on the cross.
Who is this Pope? I don't understand this. Why do people want to be? Get him out of here.
Well,
Get him out of here, man.
I told Steve Quell the other day, we were talking, and I said, put a John Deere cap on the guy's head and a pair of bib overhauls, he'd look just like an old Southern country boy riding a tractor.
I don't understand what he's here for anyway. He came here for. I mean, why can't I ban him from here? He's not an American, so he's got to go.
Well, you know, this is the harlot that's going to ride the beast government. This is the mystery, the mystique of Revelation 17. The harlot will ride the beast, and the the nominal church will be riding the back of the government. And this is just a type and shadow of what you're going to ultimately see.
Yeah, there's so much going on, Pastor David. I mean, you've been on the show since 2004, a long time. And we're just seeing, since then to now, I mean, a massive escalation of persecution like never before. A massive agenda of militant and homosexual, lesbian, whatever you want to call it. And a massive ramp up of killing of babies and chopping them and then selling them like veal. I mean, it's really getting weird around here.
Well, Jesus said in John 16, they hated me without a cause, and they're going to hate you without a cause. I mean, and this is the problem because of Christianity embracing the Bible, and the Bible preaches and condemns homosexuality.
Yeah.
Well, we believe in the absolutes of the Word of God. They don't.
My God.
So that's why, you know, even Obama said the other day, gay rights are going to precede Christian values.
No, they're not.
No, but according to their mindset, they are. But they're never in God's mind, nor in God's Word. But that's why the persecution and the hate. You see, when we say because the Bible says that's wrong, then we are people of hate and we're hateful. See, but
my God,
there's a standard of weights and measurements in Washington, D.C., and it tells you that 16 ounces is a pound, 12 inches is a foot. Well, that's because that's the standard.
Yeah.
Well, the Word of God is our standard. And so we measure everything that we see in the world by the Word of God. And so if what the world is doing is opposing the Word of God, then because of that standard, we say that's wrong. That's like a charlatan trying to put 14 ounces on those scales and say that's a pound, and that standard says, no, 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 you're 2 ounces short. You're a criminal. You're cheating.
Yeah.
Because this is the standard that we go by, and that's the problem. You and I live by a standard which is called the Holy Bible, and they're living by a secular standard, but yet they profess to be Christians like we are, but yet they don't believe in the Bible like we do.
Mm.
So we become the haters and the hateful ones because we're just standing on biblical principles. And I didn't establish those principles.
Yeah.
God set those parameters.
I can't see any way around this. We just need to actually, I hate to do this, but I think the best thing we can do is just get all the liberals and send them to, like, California. You know what I'm saying? And then just, like, build a wall there.
Well, and then, this nation, that would be great if it could be done, but the whole nation is so toxic with sin. Everything is tainted. Everything's become polluted and vile.
Yeah.
And,
I think they would be happy with that proposal. I mean, if I told them. I mean, that's waterfront property. You know, just
politically, though, Rich, the problem with that is they go to California and they ruin California.
Well, California's been destroyed. Yeah, you're right.
They go to a conservative state like Texas, and they try to control their laws in Texas.
Yeah.
And burn that state.
It's a sodomite demon. They want to destroy anything that's holy. They want to rape the angels. It's going on today. They just won't stop.
No.
It's bad.
Well, that's the thing about sin. Sin is like a cancer. It knows no boundaries. It's just evil, and it kills. And you add the word malignancy to cancer means tends to produce death.
My God.
That's why this nation is dying, because sin is like a cancer. And, you know, anybody that can justify believing in a man or a woman that will stand up there on the Senate floor or the east wing of the White House and lie about the things that they've lied about to us, it's on tape, it's on videotape, that they lied, you like your health care, you keep your health care, you like your doctor, and then turn around and say, we didn't promise you that. That shows you the apostasy and the godless consciences that these men have. They have no conscience of God. That's how they can say that and look you straight in the face and say, I didn't say that, Rich. I'm telling you, I didn't say that. But yet the videotape says different.
It's just amazing the level of insanity this nation has. Listen, this is getting bad. I mean, I'm at the point where I'm definitely going to have to move. Because I'm not staying around here anymore. I mean, I'm moving out of here. Well, so, but the Muslims are moving everywhere. So you got all these Muslims. He's waved to them. They're going to destroy Germany now. I mean, it's just out of control. Obama wants to let in another 200,000. So you know they're like, what, one out of ten's ISIL, ISIS, whatever you want to call them.
Well, so, if you look at the videotape, these are all young men. They're fighting age men. They're not old, demented, decrepit, old folk trying to get over here. They're all young people. Look at them, and all these babies.
Yeah.
And that's the plan, you know, for Islam, is to marry and integrate into the nation and break down the Christian Judeo values and make it Islam and Sharia law.
They're doing that everywhere. They're doing that everywhere.
Yeah, they will not assimilate into our society. No, no, they've come in to change us, brother. And if we don't change, then they kill us.
Well, they already have their own city up here in New York, Islamville.
Well,
they,
sure.
They built their own city here.
Sure. Well, you got a president. I mean, and for people to look at the man, you know, Barack Insane, who Obama, and not say the guy's a Muslim, you have to be on acid or something, because with all respect to every nationality, if you tell me your name is Jose Rodriguez, I'm going to say you're a Mexican.
Yeah.
Because that's what your name tells me, you know? And so here's a man that has the identity and practices it, but yet people say, no, he's not one.
He's a Christian, they say.
Well, yeah, you know, and they're busting Donald Trump's, you know, chops, because he doesn't defend the old president. But why defend a man when you know the man is a Manchurian candidate?
Yeah.
He is not who he pseudo. He's not who he says he is. And this just shows you how bad this nation is in its mindset. You know, if they got a iPhone in their hand and their six-pack, they're good to go.
Yeah.
The problem is these people forget, though, that out of his own mouth he said that he was a Muslim, that they didn't try to disparage his Muslim faith. He said out of his own mouth, you know, that if the winds changed against Islam, that he would stand with his Muslim brothers.
Right.
I mean, these are his words.
And he defended the pedophile Muhammad and the UN. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they false flagged that guy with the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And when George Stephanopoulos was interviewing him in 2008 before the election, he said, "I want to thank John McCain for not making my Muslim faith an issue." You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Had that on his report 2 weeks ago after the Donald Trump incident. 17 million people went to that YouTube video that ABC did, but yet no media, Fox and all of them, wouldn't show the video that was did by ABC where Obama admits he thanked John McCain for not making his Muslim faith an issue in the campaign.
Yeah, that's right.
So people don't want to know. You know, you can know the truth if you want to know the truth.
I think we should deport him, too. I mean, I'm serious.
Well,
just get rid of him.
That's not going to happen.
He's not an American anyway.
Well, that's right.
You know?
But, I mean, we've already got Muslims in the Congress who are the one up in Michigan that's already a congressman. I mean, they're infiltrating. You know, it's just a matter of time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's a process.
Not if my plan comes into effect. I'm going to be. They're all getting deported.
Albert Pike said there would be three world wars, and in the third world war, the Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians would all be fighting each other. And that's where we're headed. You can see it right now. We're all involved. Israel is full of anxiety because I've been over there. I've been to the Golan Heights. You can chunk, you know, mortars from the Golan Heights to Israel. And when they captured that, and they're keeping that for protection, but Iran is bringing troops over there, Putin's bringing troops over there, at Syria, which is right there at the Golan Heights, and this could escalate into something very catastrophic. I'm not saying it will, but I know, you know, Netanyahu made it clear at the UN the other day, we will not sit by and do nothing.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening, but I might move to Russia.
Well, you know, he's more righteous than Obama because he says sodomy is an abomination.
And he doesn't like Muslims.
I'm part Russian, so I
are
can,
you?
I, yeah, that's right.
Well,
I'm Slavic, you know, and German and Russian.
Well,
so
you know,
I'm going.
There's a lot of Christians over there. I don't know the depth of it. You know, whether Orthodox Roman Christians or what, but there are a lot of Christians there, and there are those who says Putin says he's a Christian. You know, I know he's opposed to homosexuality.
Yeah, they don't like the homos over there because they were running around by the Olympics and they were getting beat up, all the homosexuals.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Listen, listen. It's I don't know what's happening right now, but I'm telling you now, the good news is that Jesus Christ is the only hope that you have. Really, folks. So if somebody out there is listening tonight, is tuning in the podcast or WWCR tonight, I'm telling you, this is the hour to get right with God. Like never before. And Pastor David and Redbeard will agree with me that this world is passing away as you see it. And we're kind of joking around about this and that, about where could we go. But the reality of it is, there's nowhere you can go.
No.
The only place we can go is under the wings of the Almighty Lord God. That's our only protection. Psalms 91, okay? Under the shadow of the Almighty. The only way you're going to get under the shadow of the Almighty, if you get close with the Lord. That means you got to be close. If you want to get under the shadow of a tree, you got to get close to that tree, don't you?
Absolutely.
And that means relationship, folks. Amen?
Amen. That's good preaching, brother.
I felt it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he is our refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. And, you know, regretfully, all this madness and chaos and insanity, there'll be those who will repent and get right with God, and the others will continue to be hard-hearted and be hardened even more.
Yeah.
And, you know, refuse God. You know, God is like the sun. The sun can melt a ball of wax or turn a ball of clay into a rock. It'll harden it till it's like a stone, or it'll melt you. So God is like the sun. You're either going to melt or you're going to get hard.
Mm.
You're not going to stay like you are. You're going to change one way or the other. You will not stay as you are because God demands change. He said, I would you were hot
yes.
or cold.
I was just going to bring up that verse, Pastor David, because let me ask you a question. We're glad to get you back on. Incidentally, voiceofevangelism.com is Pastor David's website. He's been on WWCR with us for years. Now, can I ask you a question about lukewarmness? Because in this hour, I would say it's not a good time to be in a lukewarm mode. And I have been in myself over the years, and it concerned me. And I just want to get ramped up and start doing exploits. I mean, if we're in a season and time of the end times, Antichrist, it does say in the book of Daniel that those who know that God, love that God, will do great exploits.
Amen.
I would say, what would you say to somebody somewhere out there tonight that might feel that they're in a kind of a stagnant, flatline, mode? How can we break out of these? And it's easy to get into that because, Pastor David, a lot of the churches are so apostate. So a lot of the programs that a lot of believers like to be involved in and going forward and doing outreach, they got kind of turned off from it, from a lot of the apostasy, and has created a lot of pockets of people that are kind of aloof. So it's almost like the remnant has to come together and start going forward in exploits or their own type of ministries, you know, like you just said, either hot or cold, right?
Absolutely. Here's the key, Rich. 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul made that determination. I determined, he said. The people out there that are lukewarm and indifferent are going to have to be determined to get on fire for God.
Amen.
You can have all of the God you want, but God wants all of you in return. And you can't work both sides of the street. You have to commit to one side or the other, because if you play in the highway, you get run over. And so people are going to have to say, it's up to me. You know, I'm a minister. I have to, just like this morning, come up here, get on my knees before God, and pray and pour my heart out to God and get in the Bible on my own will and volition. Nobody makes me do that. I do that to keep my lamp oiled, trimmed, and burning, because I want to make it. I'm determined to make it. Now, that's all about myself. You know, I'm determined to do that on my own. People out there that are listening need to get that same determination. You know, people will go to a gym, they'll run a treadmill, elliptic, whatever the case might be, pump weights. They're disciplined to that part of their life. Well, that's the same kind of discipline that you have to put in your life spiritually.
Right.
See, because this body one day will grow old, and you can't do all of that.
Yes.
But the spiritual man on the inside, he never ceases to exist. He will live forever somewhere, either with God or with Satan.
Amen.
And so it's you know, we I look at it as a Christian. I need to challenge myself. Am I growing? You know, guys that go to the gym, they measure their arms, they measure their chest, they measure their thighs, their calves, to see how much they're growing.
Wow.
Well, measure yourself in the Word of God and see, are you growing? Or are you stuck like Chuck and doing the same old, and routine, and that's how you become indifferent?
Any Chuck out there, we're sorry we said that. But there might be a Chuck on fire tonight.
Sure.
But...
Well, I'm sure there is.
Redbeard, I think, measures his beard.
Does he?
I think so.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's shrinking.
Is it? He's indifferent, isn't he?
He is just a beard hater.
No, listen, getting back to, we want to encourage you. Now, you don't have to go from point A to point B instantly. Like a lot of folks, they want to go so fast to massive exploits so fast that they discourage the small beginnings. Now, I want to tell you that even for years, and Jimmy, when I met Jimmy years ago, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, you know, I was constantly in the street, you know, just giving, and Jimmy used to come out with me, and just tracks and ministering to folks, and it's just a heavy anointing on those ministries.
Absolutely.
You feel safe in that type of ministry because God is in that.
Well, that helps build your faith by doing other things. You know, I know works don't save us, but works are a manifestation that we are born
right,
in.
Right, right, a sign of our faith. Yeah.
Jesus was a man of works. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So Jesus himself had works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? Scripture says plainly, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
Amen.
Right, yeah.
Amen.
Very, very important, yeah.
Yeah, because it demonstrates you're who you say you are. You know, I can tell you I'm this and that, but do I demonstrate it in love and in deed or in works? It's got to be demonstrated somehow. That's why John said, don't love in word only, but in deed. I tell you all day I love you, but if you're hungry and I don't bother to clothe you or feed you, I'm just talking trash.
Right, yeah.
See, that's vanity. That's what that is. That's all vain. Worthless. Yeah.
So don't despise any... if you listen, like I touched on earlier, a lot of people discouraged came out of church or left an apostate church, and you're smart for doing that. But in the same token, felt like they're not going forward, and a lot of people have made Facebook their ministry, and that's good, you know, posting stuff. But in the same token, I believe, you know, getting involved with the house church is good if you can find a small remnant group.
Amen.
Even getting together and just singing some songs and so on and so forth. We attend a house church, and we like it. And I feel like the Lord is kind of moving in that direction. So, you know, anything of that nature, and like we said earlier, don't be the lukewarm. This is it, folks. We are seeing manifestations of the end times like never before. And we just got to be ready, real, and right in these seasons. I believe it. Be ready, real, and right. And then, of course, come out of sin. Any transgression, iniquity, adultery, fornication, got to come out of it. Renounce it, break away from it, get away from it, run from it, and start to work on that wedding garment. No spot, no blemish, no wrinkle. And listen, we're living for the Lord in this season. Amen?
We have
Amen,
a saying.
Brother.
We tell people 7 days makes 1 week. 7 days without prayer or reading the Word also makes 1 week.
My God.
Double
U. Oh, you got me with that. Yeah. Got to remember I'm from New York. I you know, went right over my head.
You don't talk to the Father. Would you be married to somebody and refuse to talk to them?
He always does this when we got 1 minute left. He goes into these deep revelations. he does it all the time. Yeah. We got like 30 seconds or whatever it is. Now, Pastor David, can you give out your contact information real quick?
It's www.thevoiceofevangelism.com. Go there. We got our audio, our YouTube channel. There's a lot of things on there that will minister to the people if they want to hear the Word of God.
Mm. And any other contact information from the shortwave people that don't have internet or?
4840 tonight, right?
Well, you're on with us tonight, right?
Right. Yeah. I'll be on after you. And then we got 9350, I think, Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. I don't know. I don't keep up with it. This is my fourth interview this week already. So I stay.
Well, we're glad we got a hold of you. We always love getting you on.
Well, it's a joy to be with you, Rich.
Well, you God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, and God bless the listeners.
You too, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Redbeard?
I'm here.
Yeah. So we got 1 minute. Can you expound on your revelation now?
Well, you know, it's just if we don't study and we don't pray and we don't seek the Father for an entire week and we just wait until the day we go to worship, we're weak. We are spiritually weak going in there. Worship starts long before you get to the service. We're supposed to be in worship of the Father on a daily basis.
Listen, I can help people. Okay, I can help you. The Faith Radio Project is designed for this. Just get a hold of the Faith Radio. They're free! Free! So get a hold of me. Toll free. 877-734-6327. P.O. Box 1576. West Babylon, New York. 11704. Get a hold of us. Website is nextcrusade.com, watchmanradio.net. Get a hold of those faith radios because, and also prayer cloths. You need a prayer cloth, me and Maria praying. Get a hold of us. And thank you for being on, Redbeard, during your tent worship.
All right.
Good night, everybody. Hello. Lord loves you. We love you. Peace.